Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin talking this hour on the phone about ending the war in Ukraine. After that conversation, the president was scheduled to also talk with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Former President Joe Biden putting out a short public statement following word of his prostate cancer diagnosis.
On social media, the former president posts a picture of himself smiling, sitting on a couch next to his wife Jill, who looks on unsmiling, holding their cat Willow. Biden writes, "Cancer touches us all. Like so many of you, Jill and I have learned that we are strongest in the broken places." This month marks 10 years since the death of Biden's son, Beau, from a brain tumor.
ABC national correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Cleanup underway across parts of the South and the Midwest. Weekend tornadoes killed 28 people. The Sean Combs sex trafficking trial has resumed, with singer Dawn Richards saying Combs threatened to kill her if she told anyone she saw him beat his longtime girlfriend. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Last week, we told you about one way the new Pope is connected to Wisconsin. He taught in Oconomowoc, known as Father Bob. Well, it turns out he was a Wisconsin nun's student, too. Lisa Hale has the story.
There's another Wisconsin connection to the new head of the Catholic Church. Pope Leo XIV is the first pope from the United States. Sister Diane Bergant, who now lives in Fond du Lac, was one of the Holy Father's instructors when he attended the Catholic Theological Union in Chicago. The student, then known as Robert Bob Prevost, took her Intro to the Old Testament class in his first year and other courses afterward. Bergant says it sounds strange to say, but she taught the Pope how to understand the Bible.
Now, we have a lot of changes coming to Madison restaurants. Lots of them have announced they're closing. One is finally open again after a year. Now, I've put together a little list for you. We'll start with Touch of Ukraine. That's over on Winnebago. It was started by refugees who left home because of the war. They're planning to close. Their last day open is May 31st. That same day, One and Only on Monroe Street will shut their doors for good. They've only been open about 2 years. On their last day, instead of their regular menu, they'll just be serving free appetizers to everybody. And Rue Boar has already shut down operations. The Cajun restaurant over on Cottage Grove Road closed for good a few days ago. The owner is having pregnancy complications and wants to focus on her health and her family. But a local favorite is back open. Ha Long Bay on Willie Street was closed for renovations for about a year. The Thai restaurant has a whole new look inside and is now serving cocktails, too. To find more Wisconsin news stories from our civic media team, you can head to WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers host Baltimore.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it's the Brewers and the Orioles at AmFam Field tonight for the first of three games. Milwaukee with a 5-2 win over the Twins after losing four of their last five games. I asked Brewers pitcher Trevor McGill, on the 1-10, how badly did they need that win yesterday?
Probably out of 11 out of 10. We really needed that. The energy today and everything just looked and felt great from the first pitch.
Racing, 26-year-old Robert Schwartzman of Israel, becoming the first rookie to win the pole position at Indy since 1983.
I don't know what even to say. The car felt amazing. Coming here for my first oval race, I would never even expect myself to be in this position. It's unbelievable, honestly. Big thanks to everybody. Big thanks to the fans who came here, who were cheering for me. Big thanks to y'all.
Schwartzman clocked at 232.7 miles per hour. The Indy 500 coming up on Sunday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We have some heavy rain on the way with an inch or more possible from tonight through Tuesday, even into Wednesday. Today, mostly cloudy. We could see some showers by late this afternoon, our high in the upper 50s. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms, low to mid 40s. Tomorrow, some heavy rain with highs near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
The John and Gordy Show.
National Make a Friend Day is today. Make a friend. How to observe National Make a Friend Day. Make a friend at work or at school, in the community, or just about anywhere. Introduce one friend to another. give a shout out to a friend who makes your life better. Sam, have you made any friends lately?
No.
Okay. Thank you for playing our game.
We work in radio. We don't make friends.
Yeah,
okay.
That's right.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'm joined by Benga Ajilore, a former advisor with the USDA, talking about the threats to rural hospitals posed by the Republican budget reconciliation.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wiser.
Most of the deficit was added under Joe Biden's presidency. It was in those early days when we were still recovering from the pandemic. But there's just no doubt that it was Donald Trump who added more to the deficit than any president in the history of the country, and he is on pace to do it for a second time. It's going to crater the economy. And listen, it won't have an impact on his billionaire friends. His Mar-a-Lago crowd will come out all right, but it will impact the regular people I represent.
Thank you, Senator Chris Murphy. I need my binky right now. Right now, my Jersey binky. What?
JoJo from Jersey is described as mom, Jersey, Dem, news junkie, Lebanese, hothead, geek. Everything we love, all rolled into one human.
JoJo from Jersey, Twitter rock stars here.
JoJo shows her speeding lines way down there in the basement below.
JoJo from Jersey, yep. Twitter and YouTube star.
Love her.
We need JoJo, her inside.
JoJo from Jersey.
JoJo. Yeah.
Yeah. Jazz hands, spear fingers. Hi.
Hi, Steph. I'm so sorry about last week. That was, I had a pet emergency.
I know. We just care that your doggy is okay. And I know you said you've been up crying about Joe Biden. You said it's almost as if Jake Tapper figured out it would be more financially lucrative to write about the out-of-office guy who he blames for helping elect a rapist, traitor, felon than it would be to write about the actual in-office rapist, traitor, felon. Thank you. I mean, I was already losing my shizzle, Joe, about the Biden bashing going on before this diagnosis, and apparently the answer is no, we're not going to leave him alone. You saw Don Jr.'s despicable tweet about, oh, they just throw it right into the cover-up story, and is Jill Biden covering up, you know, blah blah blah, as if she's a medical doctor, right?
Right, and these are the same people who lost their minds over some seashells in the sand stuff. They lost their minds over seashells in the sand, but now they're going down these horrible rabbit holes where they're accusing human beings of covering up a human being's dire medical condition. To what end? I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
That's the 4D chess part I don't understand. But the hypocrisy with them, it is just, goes to 11, and they constantly reveal their most awful selves, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, it just, we've skipped the being human part. Sorry, you know, particularly with what his family's been through. You know, I don't even know what to say anymore about Jake Tapper's book, right? Boy, he thought he needed Olivia Pope last week. Now he needs crisis PR, right? I mean, who wants to read a, you know, on Joe Biden book now? Like, really? Can you leave him alone now?
Right. He should be enjoying his time out of the spotlight. You know, he's been in a public service for 50 plus years. Let the man have some peace. But instead, they've been dragging him like they were vultures. And I looked at Jake Tapper's feed today to see if he weighed in on this. And conveniently, he went from posting garbage book tweets to reposting other people sending their wishes to Joe Biden, but never sent well wishes himself, because he knows how that would look. How would that look for Jake Tapper to suddenly pivot from dragging this poor man instead of paying attention to the insane evil idiot at the helm, and then all of a sudden, oh, well, best wishes. Jake, that ship has sailed. Everybody would be calling him out on it, and that's why he doesn't have the nerve to do it.
Well, and we were saying, now the media has made this into some kind of litmus test for 2028 Democrats, right? Is you got to, kick Joe Biden in the D, right?
Yeah.
And say, oh, we made a mistake. And, again, JoJo, can you tell me how there was a cover up? The media did a story about Biden is old every friggin' 12 seconds. Who was covering up? We know he's old. We know he was gaffe prone before he was old. Like, other than the normal aging process, what was the cover up exactly?
Well, it's completely disingenuous, because Jake Tapper's talking about how Biden's doctor said he would need a wheelchair in his next term, but that's not true. They said he would need a wheelchair if he fell down and got hurt at his age. Who wouldn't, by the way, need a wheelchair if they fell down and got hurt?
Well, and we just saw him on his bike last week.
Yes. Right?
Yeah.
And I have the incredible pleasure, honest privilege and honor of meeting him a few times. I met him in 2022. I met him again in 2023. And then I met him twice in 2024. And I will say, yes, he was slower in his step, but he was as sharp as a tack. And I'll fight anybody. I will go to my grave on that hill, because the man was not cognitively impaired ever when I interacted with him. He stood and talked to me and a group of creators for almost like 40 minutes.
Yeah, you know who else said that and couldn't say enough about how great he was Lindy Lee. Anyway,
Jeff. Girl. Lindy.
Newman. Anyway.
Lindy.
But I just, Jody and I keep saying, we were at that fundraiser in L.A. with George Clooney. And unless we're crazy, we thought the same thing. He was fine. He was funny. Yeah. He was, sharp with, he was just on The View. Mm-hmm. And I thought, he did. I just am like, yes, he's old. I get it. His voice sounds older. But again, as someone said, JoJo, show me the decision he did or the presidential whatever that showed he was impaired in any way. And he did not have one of the most successful presidencies ever.
Thank you. I couldn't scream that from the mountaintop, Steph, because that's the thing that drives me crazy. They kept saying, oh, well, he's impaired. He can't do the job. Okay, so let's point to the things where he didn't do the job, because, oh, by the way, he passed the bipartisan infrastructure bill. He passed, huge legislation. I was at several of the signings, by the way, at the, Marriage Equality Act, et cetera. He was an incredibly consequential president. He did that while everyone was saying, oh, he's not really at the helm. We should worry. What's he going to do? He's going to steer us over the edge of a cliff. But he never did. In the meantime, you got a moron, melon-hued Messiah madman, who's tweeting about arresting Bono. Like, what the heck? And we're not talking about that? We're still talking about Biden? And any elected official on the Democratic side who's going on a TV hit right now to diagnose what went wrong in 2024 is a fool.
Yeah.
We're done. It happened. Let it go.
Yeah.
Don't look back. You're not going that way. Look forward. That's what you should be talking about. That's what Chris Murphy is so focused on. He's so good at this because he is a messenger for what is wrong now and what they can be doing in the future.
Yeah. I was saying, I really appreciate people like J.B. Pritzker who are not are participating in the Biden bashing. That are just, he can be forgiven for thinking he had the, best record of any president practically ever and decided he wanted to keep going. And JoJo, I asked the question earlier, what were Democrats supposed to do? It was up to Joe Biden. Yes, we can now in hindsight go, oh, well, maybe he made a mistake and maybe he should have decided earlier not to run again. And we had a primary, coulda, shoulda, woulda, right? If my aunt had a
Stephanie Miller.
Sorry, if my aunt had a, she'd be my uncle. Okay, I just like that joke. Okay.
Right. And where were all of them? Where were they when What's-His-Face was trying to primary him and they were like, no, we're one party, we're unified. Where was Nancy Pelosi then? Where were their voices calling for Joe Biden to step aside and not seek a second term then? They all jumped on the bandwagon post-debate,
which was
in June.
Yeah.
June, Bren.
Right.
June.
And our friend Lawrence O'Donnell always said, it's too late. This no one has ever won in history that got out this late. If you want to coulda, shoulda with me, Joe, we should have all stuck behind him, like the maggots do for anything this demented lunatic does, right? We should have, I mean, Kamala only lost by a point and change. Like, I think we could have gotten him over the finish line. And then,
I agree.
And then, you know, if he decided to step down, we would have had President Kamala Harris, which is, you know, would have been the best outcome.
I mean, yeah, this is the cult that will tell you to cry harder because our credit rating got downgraded by Moody's. I mean, they will support him on anything he does, no matter if, defund child cancer. Yeah, that's right. We're going to own those libs. Like, anything he does, they line up behind. But Joe Biden couldn't tie his shoes wrong, where they were like, he's senile. He has to go. And they're still bashing him.
Yeah.
To this day, he's not the president anymore. It's not his economy anymore. These are not his policies anymore.
And I saw you called out. It's just they are such, I'm sorry, they're such idiot barking seals. You're right. Like, whatever he says when he's like, you know, Walmart, eat the tariffs. I mean, you called it out to, you're like, wait now, did you just give up the whole game? Because you said China pays the tariffs, making trillions of dollars. Like, really? Why would Walmart have to eat? I thought that was the whole point, is our American businesses and consumers don't pay the tariffs, right? And he just blew that up, right?
They don't care. They don't even care. They will still put the dancy gif of the double jerk and twist in my replies. They'll still put that in my replies when he does something that is clearly, observably, factually terrible for our country. It's the craziest thing. I'm like, you are a cult. You recognize this, right? You have to understand this.
Yeah.
That he's hurting you. Hurting you, and he's getting richer. They call it the big bad bill for billionaires, not the big beautiful bill. It's the big bad bill for billionaires, because that's what it is. He's hurting his own voters more than anyone. Hello, Kentucky. Hello, tornadoes. He doesn't care. I don't even think he's responding.
He didn't say anything about it. And obvious that it's the gutting of FEMA and the Weather Service that they didn't have any warning. And
no.
Again, you know, how many times can we say measles up, planes down? Like, Moody's downgraded us. We've been put on the Human Rights Watch list for the first time ever. What do they actually need locusts? And then they'd be like, he has sent us new protein. I don't know, whatever he's going to say.
So much winning, Steph. Are you sick of it?
Yeah, I am. I am really sick of it. And we were saying about these creepy big pictures of him, you know, like dear leader in North Korea, you know, that he's hung in Washington. Give me a 14. We were talking about I heard a montage of one of the cabinet meetings. I mean, seriously, Kim Jong-un is even like, geez, come on. I mean, this is Stephen Witkoff.
Look, John, we had some, direct negotiations in Istanbul. Mm-hmm. There were some good achievements made, including the release of hostages. We have to get to a ceasefire. That's the president's position, and we all agree with that position. And most importantly, we have to get to a final peace deal. And the president has a force of personality that is unmatched. I think it's important. His sensibilities are that he's got to get on the phone with President Putin, and that is going to clear up some of the logjam and get us to the place that we need to get to. And I think it's going to be a very successful call.
You know who else had a force of personality, Jody?
Hitler?
Yes. Hitler's always the correct answer.
Yeah, I call Trump Timu Hitler now.
seriously, his negotiating with Putin is the equivalent of Vladimir, stop! It's like, that's where we're at. He's a joke.
Didn't he say he was going to end that war on day one?
Yes.
Yes, he did.
I don't know, but it doesn't feel like it's day one.
Yeah. I'm just saying, this is how I would negotiate with Vladimir Putin if I were Zelensky.
Oh, yeah.
You get the out of my house now. Get out.
Okay. Anything from the heat will solve world problems. If you just listen to me. Anything Melissa McCarthy or
Sandra Bullock
do.
Right.
Gold. Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of gold, we have JoJo for the hour. Yay! 18 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by gazillions of photos. You've taken them, right? Gazillions of great photos. Your kids, your pets, your desserts. What's up with that? And then what? What have you done with them? Free Prints is the app for iPhone and Android that lets you print your photos, you guessed it, for free. Free prints.
Whee!
Get it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You get 1,000 4x6 size photo prints a year for free. All you pay is a small shipping charge. You want something larger? It's easy to print other size photos for next to nothing. There's no cost to download the free prints app. It is simple to use. Just select the photos you want to print. Choose 4x6 or another size, and bam, you're done. Your premium quality prints arrive on your doorstep in just days. No subscriptions, no commitments, just free prints with more than 1 million five-star reviews. See for yourself why Free Prints is one of the world's favorite apps. Go to freeprints.com or download the app directly from Google Play or the App Store.
That is great radio.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
When was the last time you detoxed your body? If you're like most people, the answer is probably never. Toxins accumulate in our bodies every day from pollution in the air we breathe and water we drink, as well as the food we eat, especially if that food includes fast food, processed food, and sugar. How do you know if you're suffering from a buildup of toxins? If you're experiencing low energy, brain fog, headaches, bloating, and skin irritation, then those are all telltale signs. So, how do you detox your body? Well, you can add saunas or juice fasts, but what you really need is Active Liver from New Nordic. Containing a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, Active Liver makes it easy to help your liver detox your body all year long without major changes to your diet or lifestyle. Try Active Liver today and start feeling better with more energy immediately. Active Liver comes in both a delicious gummy or tablet. Active Liver is available in stores at CVS or Meijer or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You've probably heard the rumor you can't regrow cartilage, but what if that's not entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain, and the bonus, a glowing, hydrated look and fewer fine lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean single ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. It is third party tested for purity, packed with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the ones your body needs most. For healthy joints, skin, bones, hair, nails, and gut, just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. Mix it into coffee, tea, or any drink. It's completely flavorless, easy to use. Consistency's the key. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. Get nativepath.com/Stephanie. Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today. Get nativepath.com/Stephanie. One more time, that is getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry.
Hungry.
You're hungry.
Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
Hey, Gordy. How you doing?
Oh, Arthur. Great. Great to see you. What are you doing in the studio?
Well, I need to talk to you about doing a commercial.
Okay. Well, you know, to get a commercial on the air here, you just go down to the sales department. It's right next to the bathroom.
I don't think you understand.
Oh, I understand plenty. You salespeople drink a lot of coffee. That's why the bathroom's right there.
Right. But I need to have you make a commercial about commercials.
Wait. A commercial about a commercial? I don't follow.
I want to tell potential business owners out there how to contact me to get a commercial on WMDX.
Ah, okay, I get it. Okay, let's come up with something. Let's see, business folks can contact you directly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. What's the email, huh?
Okay, so it's sales@WMDXradio.com.
Oh, wait, run that by me again.
sales@WMDXradio.com. So we could put all that together and get into a commercial, get on the air soon?
Arthur, my friend, I think we just did.
Advertise on WMDX Radio. Email Arthur, sales@WMDXradio.com.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Mm-hmm.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, yeah. JoJo from Jers says, in case anyone was wondering how things were going here in America, the Fox flunkies and looking toadies who work for the sexual abusing tax fraud felon and current occupant of our White House are arresting judges and mayors while threatening to suspend habeas corpus. There it is. That's how we're doing. Oh, and a follow-up. You said if you think for a single second that suspending due process will stop with the people you don't happen to like, then congratulations, because you're an idiot and a hole and you're in a cult. That's my favorite way you end a tweet. You're such a delicate little flower.
She is, isn't she?
I really keep things close to the vest, Steph. You know, I'm very reserved in my commentary. I think that's what I'm known for most.
Who is it? Was it Fugle saying that said that he had the most potty mouth show ever when you were on? And I was like, oh, no, that was when Joe and I were on together on her podcast. We set the land speed record for potty mouth.
And remember, we did yours, the happy hour.
Oh, yeah.
And that was... Yeah, that was a swear palooza, which was so cathartic. I'm still sore.
Are there enough F bombs?
No.
Oh, and you might come out for our Jill Sobule party, and I told you I have an extra bedroom. I swear to God, I'll be good. You might hear some light scratching on the door, and just a little JoJo, you're so pretty when you sleep. Okay, but other than that, it's an
yeah. I didn't know you slept with a mouth guard and curlers, Joe. But works. I'm used to sleeping alone, Steph. Enjoy that one, trolls. Have fun flipping that.
The only bone I get in bed is an actual bone. Like, I'll roll over. I'll be like, oh, Bonnie and Clyde. This deer antler is in my back. And that's the kind of bone I get.
I guess I have to throw some dog treats in my bed now. Make it more interesting.
There you go. All right. So you wrote a piece about this whole them, arresting the mayor there in Jersey. And just every day there's another headline. ICE Barbie aide caught lying on body slamming claim live on CNN. A spokesperson for the Department of Homeland Security was caught lying about an altercation between a federal security personnel and a group of Democratic Party officials. So she accused Democratic lawmakers inspecting the ICE facility in Jersey of body slamming agents, pledging to release video of the altercation. But when CNN played the clip, it did not feature anyone doing that. I don't know if you saw the mayor going, he had to post video. Here's me, them letting me in, and me leaving of my own volition. So everything they said is a lie. But you have to have it on tape now, because they're all such liars in the Trump administration.
100%, and this is an attack on the truth, right? So, and so far as they can get away with attacking the truth and lying, they will, and they're going to use that as the foundation and the predicate for the worst abuses of power imaginable, because this is what they're trying to set the table for in prosecuting those lawmakers for violently attacking the staff, the ICE members there, when factually speaking, that is provably false. But if they can get away with it, they're going to, because this is what they're doing. I don't know if you saw Kash Patel, who looks like he just maybe sharted every day of the week. Like, whenever he's live on TV, he's like, can I say that word? I don't know. That's
it's
not
already been said.
It's really been released already. You've released the Kraken. Just go on. Just continue.
Wet farted. We'll just say that.
Yeah,
but Kash Patel is now saying that he has proof that the FBI was behind January 6th, and it's coming. This is, again, a predicate for what they're setting the table for, where they're going to go after the January 6th committee who have been pardoned, but that doesn't seem to matter.
Let's picture those creepy, creepy eyes while we listen to Kash Patel, shall we?
Were there FBI agents undercover egging people on?
Like I said, that answer is coming, and it's on its way to Congress.
You're about to... I saw it. I saw the portfolio of information. We dug far and wide to find it, and I'm pretty sure now we have a conclusive... definitive answer, but you and the public are going to have it. You're going to see it in writing over to Capitol Hill.
I want a level set here. I want the American public to go back and look at what our predecessors stated to Congress under oath, that there were no FBI sources utilized in and around January 6th.
This is what it's going to be, right? And they released the Robert Herr video. You know, this is before Biden's diagnosis even. Like, what was the point? What is the effing point of the DOJ making sure that, they release the audio of Joe Biden's interview with Bob Herr, right?
again, everything is distraction, right? So there's distraction so that we're not focusing on the fact that he just had the greatest corruption comeback tour in the Middle East of all time. And when he says, I walked away with billions of dollars, he's not talking about for the United States. Thank he's talking you. About for him.
More JoJo from Jers. Next.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. State Superintendent Jill Underley has called on the U.S. Department of Education to reinstate vital funding that supports Wisconsin kids experiencing homelessness. Data shows more Wisconsin students are homeless than ever before. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Her message follows a new Wisconsin Policy Forum report showing student homelessness has reached an all-time high, with 20,195 students identified as homeless during the 2023-24 school year, a 9.1% increase from the previous year. The surge in student homelessness comes as Wisconsin faces a loss of approximately $500,000 in federal funding used to provide essential support services to students experiencing homelessness. In March, USDE Secretary Linda McMahon informed states that the USDE was revoking previously approved extensions for pandemic-era funding, including an extension that Wisconsin had to provide statewide support to students experiencing homelessness. Students experiencing homelessness are not recovering academically from the pandemic as fast as their peers, according to data, and this funding is an important part of Wisconsin's plan to address the issue. The DPI, in partnership with the Wisconsin Child Abuse and Neglect Prevention Board, had been leveraging American Rescue Plan, homeless children, and youth administrative funds to provide wraparound services to homeless students, including case management and family support. The DPI has formally requested another extension from the USDE, but has yet to receive a response.
That's Joanne Krulatz reporting, and I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy and a bit breezy today with high temperatures flirting with 60. Then a chance of showers and thunderstorms, with chances starting mainly after midnight. Rain will definitely be falling tomorrow morning, and it won't let up, giving us some soaking amounts. It'll also be windy. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Howard Schwaber.
The point is worth making that an individual government official with the power to unilaterally declare that people can be seized without any opportunity of a hearing of any kind is getting really close to the model of rule that the American constitutional system is entirely designed to resist.
Entirely designed to resist. Antithetical to our foundational principles.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Dr. Kristen Lierley, host of the new Dr. Kristen Lierley Show, and artist-actor Steve Segrin joins the program. Now that's how you Monday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Because people politicized what actually happened on January 6th. And we now know unequivocally that President Trump lawfully authorized the deployment of National Guard, and me as the head of the Office of Secretary of Defense, with the Secretary of Defense, took that action. When it finally came in, we mobilized the fastest coal start in Washington, D.C. since World War II, and the largest occupation of D.C. by the National Guard since the American Revolution. That's what happened on January 6th, but what you and your viewers want to know, now that we've beat back that disinformation campaign with actual truth, is what was the FBI doing? Well, we got answers coming.
You're a lying sack of crap. You're a lying sack of crap. You're a lying, scheming, stinking, nasty sack of liquid crap.
Hey, Jojo, doesn't Kash Patel always look like he just...
Yes, indeed, what? Steph. It always looks like it's a gamble. And beans were a regrettable choice for lunch. Yeah.
Just because there's a deal on burritos doesn't mean you have to do it. Okay.
Him and Bingo Bongo, I have to name that duo, that dynamic duo. It's like Tweedledee and Tweedlepoops his pants. I don't know yet.
Yeah.
So bad.
So anyway, I loved your piece. We were talking about the mayor they arrested there in Jersey. You just said when they came for the mayors, why silence is surrender forever. And thank you, because this is, you said this was meant to send a message. All of it is. You said, speak out and you'll be next. They want us cowed, divided, paralyzed by fear. We will surrender before we even begin. But the louder their threats, the fiercer our resolve must become. Yes, good for you. You said fight as though everything depends on it, because it does. This is the line. This is the hour of reckoning. When we let them bulldoze everything good and decent, or when we rise and declare not on our watch, if we remain silent, if we let this pass, we are not mere witnesses. We're collaborators. And I, for one, sure as will not surrender my country to darkness without a fight. To my Democratic leaders, now is not the hour for tepid statements or carefully crafted letters. The country does not need more words. We need unwavering, decisive action. History will remember your eloquence, but it will never forget your courage or your silence. Thank you. This is our moment, right? This is the history we're living through. We were just saying, like Kid Rock, why wasn't he arrested? He sent his undocumented workers home to help them avoid an ICE raid. And yet this judge is being prosecuted?
Mm-hmm. Right. And I have personal friends who had the Secret Service visit their home after a tweet with the 8647, which if you go back to Jack Probasek and all these other people who were tweeting 8646 forever, no Secret Service ever visited them.
Yeah.
But again, the hypocrisy is astounding. And I want to go back to Kash Patel, because this is, I often say it's Orwellian, and I know people say, oh, that's overused and played out. It's not. It's true. Who controls the past controls the future. Who controls the present controls the past. They control the present. And what we're looking at is a sustained dismantlement of the truth, of facts, of science, of history, of the law. And they are getting to pick and choose how they want to apply the law to whom they think deserves it. So the judge, sure. Kid Rock, no. But we can get on Kid Rock all day long, because he wants to talk about liberal women.
First of all, Exhibit A, JoJo from Jers. Really? No one wants liberal women? Oh, I have been on the road with JoJo from Jers, and let me tell you, take a number.
Let me tell you, I would walk past Kid Rock so hard and not pause to take a second look. Believe me.
Oh, by the way, you were tweeting about the Pope. Can I just say how much I enjoyed the Pope? Just looked like he gave J.D. Vance and his wife the move along hand. He just did the You know, before he obviously kills the next Pope, he gave
he was
gave
a little concerned.
He's like, shoo. Yeah, you said MAGA's so upset about the new Pope, you'd think they just watched someone give food to a starving child. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you said MAGA's so upset about the new Pope. You know what I say to that? Cry harder.
I love the fact that the Pope is from Chicago. Love the fact that the Pope is from Chicago. I mean, over down by there. You know, how about it? I love that he's from Chicago. And I love that he doesn't like J.D. Vance, because no one likes J.D. Vance. No one.
He's the Pope. Okay. See, that's like a Da Bears joke.
Hey,
Shay is from Chicago. Shay, you're on with JoJo.
Hi. I love you guys.
Love you.
I called MSNBC this morning because I hate them. They are about to put Jake Tapper on tomorrow or Wednesday. And I said, if you put him on, that's it. That's it for me. Who did Tapper write the book for? Because maggots don't read. posters don't read. What is going on?
Yeah. No, everybody's hating this on this book, right? It obviously has pissed the left off. Maggots then just say Jake Tapper's part of the cover-up. Mm-hmm. I mean, what is the effing point of this book? I don't get it, Joe. I really don't.
I mean, I think in large measure, Steph, as we've seen with some institutions like Columbia, as we've seen with some law firms, I think Jake is obeying in advance. I think this is an overture. I think he's hedging his bets on whether or not playing nice with the powers that be, with the dictator and the oligarch class, is the better bet. I really do think that that's what it is, because this isn't serving him in any other capacity other than looking like he's willing to go after, you know, Joe Biden and Donald Trump's interests. And that's a bad look. And he lost on both sides, like you said. I mean, he's getting roundly attacked from we can agree on one thing. Look at Jake Tapper mending fences. We all dislike Jake Tapper, and this book is garbage. We all agree on that.
Yep. By the way, you were talking about this nonsense about January 6th and prosecuting seashell crime, which is obviously very big threat. What are they doing about this Palm Springs thing? I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
Because, once again, young white guy, right? Investigators have preliminarily identified the individual responsible for the explosion, 25-year-old man from nearby city of 29 Palms. He looks like killed in the explosion.
Yeah.
But, officials aware of a rambling audio recording posted describing his intention to attack an in vitro fertilization clinic. But here we go again. Like, I don't know, young, you know, disgruntled, crazy white guy. I don't know. I mean, but this is the problem, is we're not going to investigate actual crime if it was an illegal alien. Oh, my God. Right. If it was an undocumented
Tesla
immigrant, they would have been.
Right. Or we'd have, that'd be Pam Bondi be on Fox News every 14 seconds if it was somebody who was here illegally, or if they, God forbid, were doing this to a Tesla.
Yeah.
But this is the thing. This is not in their interest. They don't care. This is the bottom line with everything. The undercurrent through all of it is that they don't actually care about anything related to the American people. It is whatever serves their interest 24/7, like 365 days a year. And they're going to pick and choose what they want to prosecute and what they don't, if it serves him or if it doesn't. And that's everything is in the service of Donald Trump. And that's it.
Yeah.
They don't care about that.
I said earlier, I said, if they were trying to kill as many of us as possible, I guess everything they would do. The Trump administration has decided to permit the sale of devices that enable standard firearms to act like machine guns. A move one person familiar to the matter said was by far the most dangerous thing this administration has done on gun policy. The DOJ announced in a settlement lawsuit brought by the National Association of Gun Rights. It challenged an ATF rule banning forced reset triggers, devices that allow semi-automatic weapons to fire rapid bursts of bullets. Speaking of Orwellian, Pam Bondi said, "We are glad to end an endless cycle of litigation with a settlement that will enhance public safety."
No, it will not.
I mean,
more machine guns, public safety.
Why pee down my back and tell me it's raining down? Okay, like seriously. Okay, this is.
I'm going to make a note of that for when you come stay with me. But okay.
Yes, my, I'm into that stuff.
Okay.
Just come on in, knock on my door. Ooh. Come on, pee down my back.
Okay, all right.
Where the urine is hers.
All right, just stop.
Sorry, God, I didn't know I had a Three's Company pee-pee song. But alas, we live in strange and extraordinary times.
All for extraordinary measures.
Yes. Yeah, it's so insane it is impossible to keep up, but that is by design, right? And by the way, what's craziest to me is that you will give him credit for anything, and I'm not going to give him credit for anything, but let's just say hypothetically in a world you could. When the shooting in Las Vegas happened, the deadliest mass shooting in our country's history, Donald Trump's administration, not his administration, banned bump stocks, which is how that shooter was able to kill all of those people. And so they did that. And then the Supreme Court overturned it, which is, hey, Supreme Court, great, good job. And now he's gone so far around the other side of the horseshoe that we're being told that turning regular guns into machine guns is going to protect public safety. Because we all know that a good guy with a gun stops bad guys with a gun. Just look at Uvalde.
Yeah.
They wouldn't engage with a bad guy with a gun for an hour. So this is where we are. Who needs a machine gun that can liquefy flesh? Who?
Yeah.
Tell me.
Yeah.
For what? I want to know. And I don't. I'll never know the answer to that question. And no one's ever been able to tell me.
Yep. Okay, we're 16 different layers into the crazy this morning. Trump is raging against the Supreme Court after it temporarily blocked his administration from using a centuries-old wartime law to fast-track migrant deportations. On Saturday, he ramped up his attacks by highlighting a plan to move terrorists near justices' homes. That seems, I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know where seashell crime falls on the scale of inciting violence and threats, but Mike Davies, former GOP staffers, wrote the president should release these terrorists near the Chevy Chase Country Club with a daytime release. That's right near two of the justices. Okay. John Favreau tweeted the president reposts a suggestion from an advisor that he release terrorists near the homes of the Supreme Court justices who've merely ruled that the government can't send people to a foreign gulag without due process. This is where we are.
Well, and you'll remember that these are the same people who, when Kavanaugh, after stripping women and girls of our fundamental right to bodily autonomy, couldn't finish his cheesecake at a steakhouse because some people made him uncomfortable and they lost their minds. When a restaurant wouldn't serve one of them and Sarah Huckabee Sanders went on TV in her smoky eye that J.D. Vance is trying to pull off and failing at, she was like, this ain't right. They leave them justices alone. Oh, now we're going to put terrorists by their houses? But that's fine. As long as you don't do it in seashells, it's not fine.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Here's the thing. It's like when you have a weekend news cycle, this is too many oh my gods ago, but Trump stirred new controversy. In the middle of his tour of the Middle East, he was using the U.S. troops stationed in Qatar as props to boost his false election claims. Oh, my God, he will not ever shut the up about. But he's like using them like they're campaign props. Talking about 2020 again to the troops, like okay, he yet again. And also floated the unconstitutional idea of extending his stay in the White House. As he said, as you know, we won three elections. Oh God!
Oh Lord!
Shut up about that cake. Yeah. And some people want us to do a fourth. I don't know. I guess I'll have to think about that. You saw the new hat? It's the hottest thing. It says Trump 2028. He also thanked service members for their political support. The troops appeared to remain largely silent. I don't know. I'm going to count that as some progress because even they know this is not appropriate, right?
Well, they have to, right? Like they can't. But also, this is a person who demeaned a POW, attacked a Gold Star family, insulted a military widow, has stripped the VA, has, you know, fired more veterans than any other president in our country's history, disgraced Arlington National Cemetery, called the fallen of war suckers and losers. This is a guy who dodged the draft with a fake ailment five times. And he's going to stand there and use them as props because that's what they are to him. That is what his small in the pants parade is going to cost us $45 million and break DC's infrastructure. It's all about using them as a prop so he can feel swollen in the you know, nether region that he can't reach in a little peen. Sorry.
This is what I want. I want to date and kiss and marry you just because his small in the pants parade is the best thing I've heard all day.
Sorry. But he uses the props all the time.
But you know
how anyone in the military or former military can vote for that person. It is. Do you know how many veterans have lost their jobs since the Doge cuts alone?
I know. I love this one. Luke said it's especially jarring to see Trump flirting with blowing a hole in the Constitution in front of an entire crowd of people who literally swore an oath to protect it with their life. Sam Stein said treating the troops like they're at a campaign rally and sowing doubt about the past and future of American elections all in one soundbite. I mean, and this is, again, 11 billion news cycles ago, so no one's talking about it. Just, you know.
But you'll be pleased to know that the headline on CNN this morning is Joe Biden and the 2024 election.
Is still old. Is he still old? Oh, good.
Shockingly, he's still old. Who knew?
Why wasn't I told? Okay. 48 minutes. Thunk. After the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. Here's how you can make it a little teeny tiny you. Can make a great big difference in the world. Who's a big girl that's known about Credo Mobile for 11 billion years? Jody Hamilton! Okay. People are switching to Credo. It's the phone company that cares about people and the planet as much as you do. They have given over $95 million to progressive nonprofits over the years. You get to vote for which ones. Join today. You get everything you need from a mobile service, dependable nationwide coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, and so much more. A smart, easy way to support the causes you care about. Switching to Credo, so easy, so simple. Bring your current phone, your current number, and Stephanie Miller listeners, if you use the code STEF25, you get 25% off your service for 2 years. At credomobile.com.
I'll say this about Stephanie's show. She's as harmless as a kitten.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and freedoms in legislatures, public schools, and even courtrooms. One set of religious beliefs is being forced onto everyone else, but that's not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back as the nation's leading group of freethinkers working to keep religion out of government. FFRF protects your right to think for yourself, whether you've always been secular, left religion behind, or simply believe in true religious freedom for everyone. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedoms. Join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit ffrf.us/freedom to learn more, become a member, or text my name, Miller, to 511-511. Because in a truly free country, no one's faith should dictate everyone's future. Text Miller to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply. Oh my gosh, I am so excited about my new Vibrian Super C Serum. Tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? I used to have 11 billion. Listen up, the ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E. Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Oh, I love that citrus smell, and it just makes you look beautiful. Simplify your skincare routine. Get a healthier complexion. Minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Save up to 37% off and free shipping. That is Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E. That is Vibrance.com/Stephanie. I love it. I love my brand new glow. Go to Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Do it now.
From the National Institutes of Health, this is HealthBeat. Sleepiness and fatigue. They contribute to lapses in attention, slowed reaction times, errors in working memory, reduced ability to learn, and difficulties with problem solving. These factors are made all the more dangerous when people force themselves to stay awake. At a recent National Center on Sleep Disorders research conference, Dr. David Dinges of the University of Pennsylvania emphasized that blatant acceptance of sleepiness should be outlawed by society.
The willful or motivated overriding of sleepiness by people is the single largest unspoken barrier we face in getting people to confront sleepiness as an unstable biological state that can intrude into waking functioning and lead to catastrophic outcome. It's not funny in a 17-year-old kid in a car at night. We got to get over the cuteness of sleepiness and confront the biological danger of sleepiness in the workplace.
For more information on sleep disorders and how to overcome them, visit health.nih.gov. For HealthBeat, I'm Phil Stevenson.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Steffi.
My body stay vicious. I be up in the gym just working on my fitness. He's my witness.
Yeah.
I put your boy on rock rock and he be lining down the block just to watch what I got. So delicious.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Steffi-licious.
Steffi.
Yeah, get it. Get it. Eat it up. Okay. Hi. Speaking of yummy little... it's JoJo from Jers. I was trying to think of a nice word. yummy little muffin. There you are. Okay. What?
Steph, I can't say fitness in my house. My 15-year-old son will say, fitness, blah, blah, blah. He'll say fitness in my mouth. Oh. Like, this is what, 15. Yeah. So yeah. If I say fitness, it turns it into a doctor.
Yeah. That's why you like me. I'm the only one as immature as a 15-year-old boy. Right?
Thank you. We are kindred spirits.
Okay. Here is Scott Bessent, Treasury Secretary, with some bull. Here we go.
I mean, that's a bill that could come due. Nobody in the Middle East gives things just to, or in anywhere in the world, just gives a $400 million jet just to be nice.
Well, I don't know, Jake. The French gave us the Statue of Liberty. The British gave us the Resolute. Yes. I'm not sure they asked for anything in advance.
Congress
well,
approved of it.
Well, I will just say about the Statue of Liberty. I mean, that was authorized by Congress, and it belongs to the American people. It doesn't belong to whoever was president at the time.
Well, I think that this plane would be a gift to the American government.
No.
How dumb is that Statue of Liberty thing? As was that Jake Tapper doing journalism for change? Okay. Anyway, it's so ridiculous. They gave it to the country. This is obviously not to the country. It's to Donald Trump personally. And the fact that they even report it's going to his presidential library. No, it well isn't, and you know it. You know that when we get to that point, he's going to use it for his private use and go, "Oh, I never said that. I never said it was going to."
But the MAG idiots love this Statue of Liberty line. It's crazy. I don't remember Grover Cleveland leaving office and putting her in his backyard.
Right.
I mean, did that happen and we missed it? I'm pretty sure that's New York Harbor. I don't think that's Grover Cleveland. Unless he's got a heck of a backyard. But no.
All right, more Scott Bessent. Here we
go. And if we go back to your initial question on the Moody's downgrades, who cares? Qatar doesn't. Saudi doesn't. UAE doesn't. They're all pushing money in. They want to... They've made 10-year investment plans. So this administration, we're doing peace deals, trade deals, and tax deals.
Huh? Oh. Not good ones, no. But okay. Hey, Joe, you know all the investments he announced? Guess which administration they were done, they were mostly already done under.
Would that be the old guy?
The old guy, Biden. Yes. So thank you once again, President Biden, for all these deals that they're taking credit for that were mostly done. Okay. I mean, it's just all BS. It's extraordinary. We had this Mexican tall ship has, that struck the Brooklyn Bridge. Have we, the horrible, despicable, racist things been posted by maggots, I'm going to guess?
I would assume so.
Okay. I was just checking. Yeah, I don't know what that was about. That was quite a visual.
Yeah. It was too tall. And couldn't make it under the bridge.
It was shocking because at first blush, it's like, oh, the boat runs into the bridge and it's like whatever. And you don't realize, why would you, that there were guys on the masts. Because like, why would you rationally think that there would be guys lined up on the masts of this ship that hits the Brooklyn Bridge? And then, you know, once all the people have cracked the jokes, it was like, oh my God. There's dudes just hanging. There's one guy like falling right in front of me. It's gruesome. I don't know how something like that happens, but it's like they lost power. At least that's what Eric Adams said, as much as you can trust Eric Adams.
Yeah. Was Sean Duffy in charge? I'm going to guess.
I thought maybe Pete Hegseth was driving.
There you go.
Pete Kegbreath. Okay. Yeah. Oh, Mike Pence checking in with another now warning. He said it's a bad idea for Trump to receive a luxury jet from Qatar. Arguing it would be unconstitutional and jeopardize national security. Oh.
Now a warning?
Okay, thank you for your warning.
Rhino. Rhino Pence. didn't spend 4 years. Yeah.
Let's end on a sad note. Trump reportedly talked Marjorie Taylor Greene out of a Senate run by showing her a brutal poll. Oh, come on.
Oh. I mean, the only poll more brutal is if Marjorie worked at a strip club.
hey, let's end on a D joke. Yay, it's Joe from Joe's. How do we support you in every way that a goddess like you should be supported? Substack?
Oh, well, thank you. I mean, my Substack, my Are You Effing Kidding Me Substack, I'm also excited to announce that I'm launching a brand new podcast today. Well, it'll drop on Wednesday. It's called Zane-ish. With me, JoJo from Jurors. That today I record my first recording. I have Michael Cohen and Harry Dunn coming on the show.
Oh, lovely.
Yay.
So
give them tongue kisses for me. Also, Jody Hamilton's Politics Bar also debuts today. So much excitement in the radio world. We love you, JoJo. See you next time.
I love you guys. Jody, I'll see you soon.
Yes.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend, including the state Republican convention with our friends at Wisconsin Watch and State Senator Royce on the Joint Finance Committee budget process. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Hey, at the end of the day, everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? It's not rocket science. You don't need a physics genius to make you a futuristic space bed. You just need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. And you might even be surprised to learn that that someone could be living right next door. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Phone call diplomacy on ending the war in Ukraine. President Trump talking by phone with Russian President Vladimir Putin today. After that phone call, he is set to call Ukrainian President Zelensky. Russian authorities, meantime, have outlawed Amnesty International, calling the human rights organization an undesirable organization that would make association with the group a criminal offense. Sean Combs' longtime girlfriend Cassie Ventura has testified in his sex trafficking case. Now it's her friend and family's turn.
Cassie Ventura's mother, a former friend of Cassie Ventura's that she said Combs attacked with a wooden hanger, and an escort are all expected to testify perhaps as soon as today. If all of last week was about Cassie Ventura, the beginning of this week is going to be about trying to back her up and back up what she said in the eyes of the jury.
ABC's Aaron Katursky covering the trial. 28 people killed in the latest round of severe weather across the country. This is ABC News.